Call our meeting to order.
What's on Yandell Cove? Tell us what we're doing over here.
Actually, the main reason is we made a turnaround down here with the
core.
It's actually just as you get onto the core property, which actually works better for us and the public, and the main reason the school bus. This has been a difficult road to keep a turnaround or a place for a school bus. They've changed half a dozen times through the years. They've used this guy's drive, had problems, tried to look for other places. We even looked at that one and never did make contact with him. But anyway, when this happened, we had to turn around here. The problem we had here was getting equipment and stuff around them sharp corners, so that's the reason.
So we went and got
talked him into doing this.
Got the easement to straighten this up. This guy, Mr. Isaac's, got a rail fence right here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he talked him into taking that rail fence out and straightening the road up from that point. You couldn't get a trailer, you couldn't get a school bus or anything out without getting over in their lawn.
You'd drive
over on the grass 4 feet. So we just straightened a straight line there and visited with all the people but one. Randy had everybody signed up but Mr. Donan. He owns this property on this side.
Okay.
And Randy got it, what, night before last?
Yeah. This section from George Sisson, the road here didn't have an easement associated. It had been surveyed out, but nobody recorded it. All except John Sumner, when he built his house, he's got 20 foot off the road there. That was recorded. We've been maintaining the road right down to
right here
there and turn around on Donat's property.
Turn around on private
years,
property.
But we never actually had an easement for it, so
now we do.
It would be a good time to acquire that and get this little section straightened up.
So there's about 8 easements altogether, right? That were approved?
Yeah, there was 5.
5.
It would have been 6, but we didn't need to get his because it was already in place.
Okay.
That was the only one that was.
Jimmy?
So we're just signing over, just taking an easement?
They're giving us easements, so.
We've got, which is going to help us here with
I'm going to be right back. It's just a small thing I need.
The drainage problem here that ices, and I'm going to be able to correct that. We can straighten these out, and then basically we have an easement to widen the road. Currently we can't get the chip machine down this. We laid the mix in here with the grader, and that's still the present surface on the road. And
that was the big deal.
We've got to take trees out here to make that for a school bus come right here and turn around.
They're all very excited about it from the reports that I got from the people down there about us having a school bus turn around at the far end and being able to chip and seal that road down to that part. So
it's gravel now?
Yeah.
This part is chip seal.
It
and
was laid
this
with that grader.
Is mixed, was laid with the grader.
And it's about, the place is probably 8 foot wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very narrow.
Well, right in there I think we counted up, there's probably 11 trees along Donat's up, and these are pretty good-sized trees that we got to take out. That'll let us widen that section to fix that.
So, was the lake down real low? Is that why?
The lake was down below when this aerial photo was taken. Right now, it's
all the way
right
up
here.
Right there.
Actually, this is up here, and good thing we put it here, otherwise it wouldn't be no turnaround. It wouldn't have been no turnaround if we hadn't moved that one, and after we got this cleared, I mean, that...
It was a natural level spot.
Yeah, which worked out. Core still wants an elevation shot on that, but they're going to have to wait a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're going to go out and stick it down in the mud.
Well, I told Michael Love, if he'd bring a boat and bring his snorkel gear, I'd let him hold the pole and I'd take a shot, but he's going to be the one in the water. He decided he wasn't going to do the naked way. So.
Dokie dokie.
Any other easements, Randy, that we need to talk about?
I'm waiting on the description for the one at the end of Como, and I'm also waiting, Wendell's going to go stake that. It's on the existing pavement that runs around there, plus a little to include the drainage.
Mount Branson.
Yeah, Mount Branson. They just got to proofread the description. I'm going to check with them today. I should have the one for the Rustic Acres turn around, and I got to get two easements there. That's two different property owners. They're kind of connected. The one guy said he had a contract to buy that other. So the one I've got to.
Oh, the one we met and talked to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't foresee any problems there. And then I've got Archer. Should get the description today on a turnaround for end of Coon Hill Road, which Dwayne has a big problem trying to get turned around there. So we worked out a turnaround with Kathy Swihart down there. And it's just a square type turnaround we can build so we can get turned around on that one. And they give me a whole list of roads that they have problems turned around on that we're going to be working on. Just
snow plows, turn around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main reason. So,
you made mention the other day of a road, and I'll be talking to Heiser either today or first of the week. Where'd you say it was at?
You know, Yoakum Creek.
Yoakum Creek.
Now that one would be a similar situation to this one. We probably want to do maybe a couple of different turnarounds. One that would be at the high level of lake level, and then there is a good spot to turn around there when the lake's at normal level, where we currently turn around right. But when the water gets up, then we're just out of a turnaround. So that one, and it's a good area, like a park area there. They currently have a concrete picnic table and whatnot there, and there's been people that picnic there and use it, and it's a heavily used area for people, and you can put boats in there. So it's just a gravel bank.
I make a motion for acceptance of the easements that Randy's presented. Do you have a list of names? Are you going to just use the Mr. Donats, and then do you have the other?
We have
right,
all listed
right
here
on the.
It's the easement documents. All for Yandle Cove Road.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Second.
This includes Donat, Isaacs, Schism.
We'll get to you.
Sullivan, and Baker.
Okay.
Get the list again.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Let me get him a list of the. You want to copy the names down of that?
The lady that's got the rock wall, is that Baker? Okay.
And yeah, she's not all that concerned when I talk to her about the rock wall as much as this one big tree, which is not even really going to be in the easement.
I know.
But yeah, we're going to move that piece of rock wall back and straighten it out.
It's, when we were talking about that, it's just rocks laid up. They're not concreted or anything. They're not mortared or anything. She just stacked some rocks, and she wanted them to be turned back toward that tree that he's talking about. So I was just wondering if that was her name. I couldn't remember. I'd talked to her.
Yeah, Connie Baker.
So we did a new survey?
Yeah.
That we were looking at there?
Yeah. That was, we had Cornerstone go down there and survey that out. It had been surveyed several years ago, and I don't know how many years, but by Archer, and I don't know why when they
laid it
out,
up.
They didn't record it, but it would have been a lot easier if they had recorded it. But,
It actually, you know, the surveys, Randy said, pinpointed right in on the pins, and they were under the under the asphalt.
Yeah, the road was built where it was supposed to. I mean, it didn't vary hardly a foot or so from where it was supposed to be. So everybody kept thinking it was supposed to be way down the hill, and that wasn't the case. So.
Well, the old road bed showed it to be down the hill.
Yeah, that was
years confusing. So anyway.
How do you pick your surveyors? You just kind of go back and forth, or just different reasons?
Yeah, I'm trying to split work between Cornerstone and Archer, depending on the turnaround time and how busy. And right now, they're not very busy, so they're welcoming me work. So I try to share work between them.
I've
basically just been using them two, unless you prefer adding more to it, but they're the two local ones that I...
Administratively, are we posted for any administrative yet?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
9 o'clock,
yep.
Randy was talking about them. We're talking about these easements. What they're trying to do is where they got snow plow situations to where they have no turnarounds.
Right.
They're trying to acquire those easements for those turnarounds.
Sure.
And you guys don't have any problem with that. We've got one other situation at Yoakum Creek that he made mention while you were out of the room, mm-hmm. that when the water is up, they have no place to turn around. So
right.
we want to put a turnaround for the, it'll serve multi-purpose.
Right.
So I'll turn that into John Heiser whenever, mm-hmm. as we just have before.
Right. We can avoid those trucks from backing up.
Yeah.
But thank you, sir.
Do the same kind of a deal that we've done.
Right. I'm good with that. I mean, okay.
And review me here on these. You make copies and give who, or on these easements?
Donna and
basically Lee. Donna has to attest your signature, and then they go to the recorder's office to be recorded, and then we can make copies if the homeowners want a copy of that. Other than that, we stick it in our book over there.
So you take it and run with it? Who takes it from there?
I do, and I'll take it to the clerk's office.
Okay. Have we been keeping a copy in Linda's office?
Not for Eastman's.
Nope. In our office?
For our office, yeah. For anything you sign, I think they're keeping that up there.
In our office?
I think so.
Okay.
But not Linda's, since there's no grants involved. Or purchases.
Okay.
Okay. You guys want copies of
a
good stack?
We don't need them.
I don't need any paper.
No, we don't.
They're easily to obtain. I mean, recorder's office, they scan them and put them in. And
all right.
Okay.
We ready to move on?
Okay, what do we got next?
Next is the agenda review. This is what Nikki just gave me. Yes. I don't know some of those things, so... The very bottom four, I don't know if I know anything about that.
Okay, first one, Taney County Board of Developmentally Disabled. Somebody, Nick here, said that Max Lytle does a yearly report.
Okay.
And he had called in.
So it's his report?
It's his report. He had called in and asked about that.
Okay.
Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit. I'm drawing a blank. Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit Program Grant.
I can call Nick real fast and see if she knows what's going on.
The next one is, I put that on their health insurance statistics.
Is that the bill button, Nick?
Yeah. They're supposed to get us some numbers.
Is Nick there? Okay, no. Can you find her? This is Jim. We need to find out what the... Never mind. Bye.
What's the Neighborhood Assistance Tax Credit Program Grant?
What is that?
That is the Kathy Hoke.
Oh, okay. Number. Okay.
Is she presenting something to
That's
us?
For
Chuck
the
is going to.
Faith.
I have it upstairs.
Okay, so Chuck's got... Okay. Does that make it ring a bell?
Yeah, it's for the Faith Community Health Center, right?
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. I talked to Bill and John about that, and they said, what we're going to do is set the record straight. I said, well, then for my support, for me to say anything other than Cox being whiny, if it comes across that way, is give me the number so I can at least look at them before Monday morning. Because I want to make sure I'll support if they're, if we gave bad numbers, I want to support you. But I talked to John and Bill last night about 6 o'clock, maybe 5:30, and they said when they submitted the renewal, you probably heard this, they were at 88% to premiums. And then since then, now they're at 112% to premiums. So they've lost 12% now. So they want to present the numbers. And I said, that's fine. I'll just say thank you, because I, without me seeing the numbers, I can't say anything. So I said, either you can do that or wait another Monday and get us the numbers, whatever you want to do. So if you want to put it on, that's fine. I mean, I don't care either way. I haven't seen the numbers. So I can't say, yes, that's accurate, or no, that's not accurate. So
when you say see the numbers, it's numbers that Cox is going to provide.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they get them together and provide them, then we'll talk about it. If not, we don't have anything to talk about, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. We can leave it on there. That's not a problem. What's the next one?
Solid Waste District Board Appointment. And that is, it should be singular. Larry Van Gelder retiring. He serves on the district end. Anyway, we need to replace him.
Do we have a name?
Yeah. He recommended Mona, I forget her last name,
yeah, the new lady the city in Branson.
And I contacted, he recommended I call David Miller to see if that's good with him.
Right, because she answers to David.
And then went to Dean. Dean called me back, and he's pleased. And if you all approve
this
now, then yeah. I'll go ahead and contact her and see if she's willing to do it. Nobody said anything to her yet.
Okay.
Because I want to be sure that it was all right with her.
No, is this our chairperson for the solid waste? What is it now? That's what I'm wondering. Because we're over that now.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what...
No, this is the solid waste district end, which includes a big area, and I don't know how big the area is. Larry has sit on that board. I think the presiding is supposed to be on it. Dan with P&Z is our alternate, and since it's a bad day for me to get over there, I hardly ever go. It's mostly Dan.
Is this a district that we've created?
No, it's a state district.
Okay.
And all, like our trailers out here at the recycle center, they're provided through that district.
Okay.
There's monies.
Oh, it's a recycling then.
Well, they call it a solid waste district. And there's so many districts, just like a highway patrol district or anything else in the state. Hmm. And Dan looked up the bylaws, and the county commission is responsible to point people. And Larry's retiring off, so he needs to be replaced.
I mean, if Larry's fine with it, I mean, obviously we don't interact with that board very often because that board, I don't know what they...
Larry Rowland used to sit on it before Dan came along.
Here's the question that I have now. Is Larry said that I'm retiring, so I just want off everything?
Yeah, he may be moving.
Is that pretty
well? Larry's stopping
everything. He may be moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's unplugging from everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we've asked him, I asked him if he wanted to serve at any more boards for us.
Did you?
And he said, I'm getting off everything and going to evaluate. So,
Debbie Redford, back when she was with the city, she sat on this board. Meets over at Marionville once a month.
Can you make sure that we've got that board, all those appointees in our board book? I haven't heard of this district. You know what I'm talking about? The red book upstairs?
Yes.
Can you just make sure we have the bylaws in that book?
Oh.
Dan can help you.
Yeah. Dan, there's an Osley?
Another question for you, Nikki.
Yes.
There's been two people visit with me, just, and I can't even tell you what their names are. I think one of them's name was Shipman, and the other one's name was Lehman. Anyway, they said something about wanting to serve on a board. One of them lives Forsyth, somebody else lives Rockaway.
Bridgeport.
But they're willing to serve on a board. And I said, well, why don't you go up? I don't know whether you fill out a little application or come and visit with the commissioners or what, but I said, you'll need to have something for to let us look at your qualifications or know who you are.
Do you have phone numbers? Or?
No, they said that the reason I said that, did you have anything, is because I told them that if they were that interested to report to our office and let you get the name or something from them.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. I think it is the solid waste, but I think they consider that more of the recycling, more of the non-treated waste.
We're in a meeting right now.
I think this district is related to non-treated waste, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like sewer.
Right.
What you're saying?
Right. It's not sewer.
No. It is
like
recycling.
The non-treatable waste.
Right.
Like, I understand what that is. I'm good.
All the, if I understood Dan right, all the mayors are free to come or part of it in the district. There's some mayors that come. As I think Larry said, it's not a real eventful meeting.
I can imagine.
But they do take monies. There's some monies whenever you dump.
Uh-huh.
There's a percentage that goes into this fund, and they're responsible for spending those monies.
Okay.
And well, the household recycling that they do at Branson,
right.
That we
that's part of,
part
the,
of it.
That's part of the presentation he gave us last in January or something like that. He gave us an update at that.
That.
I'm good with that. Okay. Is there anything you wanted to add, Danny?
Not that I know of. Okay.
Motion to accept the agenda for Monday as presented.
Second.
Aye. There you go. Chuck, at the 8:35, we have a membership agreement for the Missouri Rural Services Workers' Compensation Insurance Trust.
That's something that we do annually. Have to do annually. And
I move that we authorize the membership agreement with Fortaney County for 2010.
Second.
It does cost $400, but it's a requirement of the compensation.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 I need to sign that. Here's another pen. The next thing on the agenda is at 8:45, which is going to be the CID hearing date. And do I have that paperwork yet? Nick is upstairs.
I was not given any paperwork.
Okay, what date did Bob give us, the 20th?
Between the 10th and the 20th of January.
That's the date. Okay. The only thing, just in general discussion until 8:45, which is in 3 minutes here, the CID paperwork has all is in place from Donna Neely, from Bob Paulson, from Branson Creek and all that. They've done all their part. What we have to do is now set a hearing date, the actual date, and then they do the they pay for the publications, they do the publications, and all we're doing is just setting a date. So Mr. Paulson said any time between the 10th and the 20th is all we have to come up with, and we actually just physically set a date and then we're done. And then the rest of the process takes place.
Is this qualified as a public entity?
Because it's a CID, there is a public hearing. Because they're changing the boundaries, that's just the requirement of the whole thing.
Okay.
Remember the presentation Bob gave us?
I know. Yeah. But what I'm saying, I started to ask that day, and I should have. Does this qualify them as a public entity?
They already are.
An incorporated area.
Not a public entity, but a political subdivision.
Political subdivision. Right? They're not an incorporated area because they're in the unincorporated part of the county. Otherwise, they'd be doing this with the cities. But this is an unincorporated area, but it's a political subdivision.
Right.
So, do we have a date? Do you guys have a date that you guys are?
I'd put it on Monday meeting. You know, at the end of our regular meeting, we could do it.
If it's between the 10th and we can do it the 11th, or we can do it the 18th. Okay.
Why not do it right after our meeting Monday? or we should have included it in our
Monday
agenda.
Nothing that I see that's crazy that day on the 11th.
We got a lot of crazy stuff on the, we got to get a lot of stuff done that day.
It's coming Monday?
Monday.
No, I'm talking about the 11th of January.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're all the way up.
Well, that's what we got to set this date here, so. All right. Jim, is it 8:45?
8:41.
All right. You got
8:42.
Just talking here. This isn't a meeting. I'm joking.
I know.
I'd visited with Nikki or Jillian or both of them yesterday about on our agenda, because this seems to hang us up quite often. We're 5 minutes out or 3 minutes or 20 minutes or something, that maybe we start, it's 8 o'clock, we're going to start meeting, and here's the things.
Right, instead of putting a specific time.
Specific time. When we're...
We used to do that at times. We did that. We do that by department, but a lot of times when we switch subjects, they don't do that.
So. It seemed like it worked. It would work better.
As long as we listed, that's all they care about.
You know, as long as we're not talking hours on end, where we're just talking an hour or something.
Right.
Because most of it, nobody's here to listen to anyway.
All right. So on the Branson CID, make sure there's a wording that I have to use, but I don't think there is. So I'll move that we set the Branson Creek CID hearing date as January 11th, 2010. It's a Monday. And I assume that we'll set it for, you want to do it during the meeting, so 9:30, or you want to do it at 9 o'clock, or do you want to do it at 10 o'clock? Because it's going to disrupt our normal day is what it's going to do.
I'd put it in at 9 o'clock.
Okay, 9 o'clock.
And we'll...
In our regular meeting agenda.
Yep. All right. That's my motion.
Second. Discussion. Yeah, you want to discuss it?
Okay. Do you
come on up.
Wait till January to have this meeting when tax day is January 1, and then get into the retroactive argument of when this thing is going to be enforced if it's adopted?
We have to wait till the 10th,
okay.
Legally.
That's just what my question.
We legally have to wait till the 10th because of the timing and the notices and all the attorneys involved. They said that we couldn't do it before the 10th.
Would you bring up, please, the retroactiveness of collecting?
Collection.
I'll bet you that's been true.
No, it isn't. It is on election, but I don't think it is on adoption.
Okay.
If you had election in April, it is retroactive.
Okay.
But
if your taxes were assessed a certain date, it is January 1. I wouldn't think that they could go back to retroactive.
That'd be a discussion.
Okay. All right.
I don't think we have anything until 9 o'clock now.
We didn't vote.
Oh, we didn't vote?
No.
Oh, yeah, James wanted to discuss. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
Now we have a 15-minute break before administrative. And I've got a few administrative things, so let's eagerly await. What's this about?
Well, I'm just going to talk about some stuff then.
Right.
I ain't going to vote on anything. I just deal with the big rocks and stuff along the front where the sewer's out front where Art seemed to have a problem. I think anytime Roden Bridge has any spare time or something, they go down and start cleaning those things up here, especially on this end. I mean, there's boulders there that big where it's...
I mean, you're talking about in front of the judicial facility, right?
Yeah.
They haven't finished that pipe yet. They haven't even put the pipe in the ground yet.
Well, the manhole's there.
They weren't able to finish it.
They dug that up and got in trouble with the state. And
it's been shut down.
It's still shut down.
Yeah, they don't have a permit yet.
They filled the hole in. They got to come back and dig it all up again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not done yet.
Well, I just didn't notice the manhole cover and all the big rocks laying around. I think there's one even laying on top of the manhole cover, so I see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I looked at it this morning. They put some big rocks right there where it rains out of the pipe, slow the water down.
Yeah.
I don't remember when the deadline on that project is. I did hear Mel or somebody say they're wondering, they're questioning whether they'd be done on time. Yeah.
Did you put this paper over? I
haven't been down that direction this week. If any of the commissioners been down Y Highway?
Not this week, I haven't.
This week? Uh-uh. I haven't either.
I've seen that, but I didn't put it there.
Okay, just curious.
It was probably with your relay.
My easy reading? I see the typewriter's back.
Yep.
You know, it's the same quality paper. Fill the paper. That's exactly where it came from. Fill the paper difference.
There you go.
You get some good reading?
Oh, well, yeah, that's it. That makes sense.
Okay.
Because that's part of his deal.
Do we have to have our name on the list to talk administrative?
We can't talk until administrative is posted at 9.
I know it is, but do we have
no.
To?
No. It's
I like it here. It's warmer here than now. I don't know.
What's that, Rick?
Shit, Bob, you know, it's always cold anyway. We were going to do some work back there today, so I left it open last night. I think it'd be warm.
Nope.
It didn't work.
My office has been cold, and I think I finally figured out the thermostat and turned it up. But
we need to figure out. There's got to be some bad air leaks over there, backside somewhere.
Helen commented to me that her office was real cold, so I told them to get an HVAC person to see what the problem was. How many years has she been in that office?
Seven. Eight,
7 years? No heater vent in her entire office.
Virginia figured that out.
What?
Glenn. I don't think she called the HVAC person.
Yeah, no, we did. I called the HVAC because there's a bunch of stuff they had to do. So we had to run ducting and all that.
I think Glenn
located it.
Glenn located it, I think. I think those people came in and thought they'd taken care of it, and then Glenn came back and...
Actually, no.
Maybe not, okay.
Yeah, actually, no. I babysitted the transaction, so...
Yeah.
So
there,
no, you gotta whine a lot. Helen provides coffee to Chuck and I, well, and Danny at request. So.
When you remove one of our tiles, you'll see a vent duct and just come down and stop right there. You want to check on that when
you get there. He said he's got extra hot air in his clerk's office and he can pump it over there. That's not how you worded it, did you?
Not exactly.
No, okay. You said. I think you ordered. You had extra heat over there. Okay.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Okay. Gosh, this is. I mean, I'd rather just recess if we can't talk about anything.
Well, we're there, ain't we?
11 minutes yet.
Let's just recess. I'm gonna get a cup of coffee. This is driving me batty here.
Recess.
That would make some really good stuff.